I want to give it another day and try to get a little bit more, because I think this, I'm going to try to make it clear, and I think there's more to talk about. We're going to leave the Tosis. The Tosis, I'm not going to go back to. Just the Yerushalmi itself. So what do we have in the Yerushalmi? So we have like this. We have in the Yerushalmi, we have first of all Machlekes Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon. Rebbe says Matanosa in the Katshosa, that by the Pasha Kashlumi Truma, a person ate a Zash Ochel Truma, and the Torah says Venosan Lakayin is the Kodesh, and the Peris become Truma. When do they become Truma? Rebbe says only when you give them to the Kayin. And Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon says that Hafashosa in the Katshosa. It's just like we're all Truma. The Hafrosha makes the Truma. So here as well, it's just the Hafrosha. You know, there's no temple, there's no Shirayim. Nonetheless, you designate these pairs for Tashlumi Truma, and the Hafrosha makes them Kodesh. That's the first thing in Yerushalmi. Then, the Yerushalmi had a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. In a case where you ate Truma, a Zara ate Truma, but there's no Tfiyas Mamon. He wasn't in Dini Mominus, he has no, there's nobody being Tereim. Either because the Kayim was Meichel before he ate it, the Kayim said, here's my Truma, eat it. He was a guest by a Kayim, the Kayim served him Truma for dinner. So there's no Tfiyas Mamon. Or he owned the Truma. Or actually, the particular case of Yochanan Reish Lakish is that he ate his grandfather's Truma, and then the grandfather died, now he's the Yerush. So here you have a Zar Sheochel Truma, but there's no Tfiyas Mamon. So what's the halacha? So Rav Yochanan says that he's Meshalom Hashevet. That means he has to find the Kohen off the street and give him the Truma. And Reish Lakish says Meshalom La'atzmei. Says the so Yerushalmi's first take on this is that Rabbi Yochanan is like Rebbe, and Rabbi Elazar Shimon is that Rabbi Yochanan like Rebbe, and Reish Lakish is like Rabbi Elazar Rebbe Shimon. That Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rebbe that matanosi mekatshosai, what makes a truma is giving it to a kohen, and therefore what does it matter if it's a tfiyas mamon or it's no tfiyas mamon? But you have to take payers and make them truma. That's basic too. That's the din of zar shachal truma, that he has to take payers chulin and make them into truma instead. And there's no way to make them to Truma without giving them to a Kohen. So he has to go find the Kohen and give it to him. And Reish Lakish holds like Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, that Hafroshosim and Katshosim, that the way that the payers become Truma, well, just with the Hafrosh alone. So you have to give it to a Kohen ordinarily because there's a Tfiyas Mamon. But here there's no Tfiyas Mamon, so Meshalom La'atzma. So that's the Yerushalmi's original first take. And then the Yerushalmi says that it's not Mukhuch. It could be that Reish Lakish also holds like Rebbe. Rebbe Yochanan is certainly like Rebbe. But it could be that Reish Lakish is also like Rebbe. I, according to Rebbe, matanosi mekatshosu, so how could you just be mishalim la'atzmai? So what did Yerushalmi say? What? He's not zokuk. What's the lashon here? Zokuk something. I remember zokuk. I remember the word zokuk. Zokuk lipne l'kai. That over here, he's aiming zokuk. Give to the Kohen, meaning there is no Tfiyas Mamon, so that Rebbe's Maida. I don't know if you can read this. It says, "In Ein Zokuk Maida Rebbe the Hafrashasim Mekatshasim." So therefore, Reish Lakish could still be under. Reish Lakish could work even according to Rebbe. That's the sugya of Yisham. Now we saw yesterday. The Rambam is mechadish that in this case mishalom l'shevet. Rav Yochanan's halacha mishalom l'shevet says the Rambam that the kohen has to pay. A kohen meisim damim. And I explained yesterday what's the pshat. I mean, pshat chayes poshut that Why does Rabbi Yochanan say you have to give it to a kohen? Because that's the only way that you're going to make it into truma. The Torah says that how do you make this into truma? But nosan l'kohen is a chodesh. You have to give it to a kohen because he holds like Rabbi Matanosim mekachosim. But the Rambam holds, but that's not a chiyuv tashlumin. The din of a nosan l'kohen is a chodesh doesn't mean you have to pay it to a kohen b'teres tashlumin. Over here there is no chiyuv tashlumin. In Rabbi Yochanan's case, there is no tefias mamon. So you have to give it to a kohen because that's how you're going to make it into truma. But you don't have to. But you're not giving it to the kohen b'teres tashlumin. Understand what I'm saying? You don't owe the kohen anything. I ate my own truma, so I have to go find the kohen off the street and I have to give him truma. Am I paying him? Is this a tashlumin? Is this like a keren of something? No, it's not a tashlumin because I don't. He has no tefias mamon on me. I ate my own truma. The truma belonged to me. I ate my own truma, or he ate his grandfather's truma. The grandfather died. The maisa is no tefias mamon. So why is he giving it to the kohen? Because you need a maisa nesina. You need a mice in a sinner to make a truma. So he has to give the truma he has to give the payers to a kohen because that's how he's going to be makadish to payers. But here's maybe the best way to say it. He doesn't have to give it to the kohen for free. If it would be tashlumin to the kohen, so he'd have to give the kohen the payers for free because that's what tashlumin means. He has to give the kohen, he owes the kohen money, so he has to give him the kohen and not get any not take money in exchange. But here, he only has to do a mice in a sinner in order to make the payers. He has to do a mice in the sino, but he's entitled to take money for it because it's not b'teres tashlum. He has to give the payers to a kohen because that's the only way to make them truma. But he doesn't have to give the payers to a kohen for free, so he'll take money for the kohen. He'll take money in exchange. Yeah.
Why didn't it become truma already when it was given to the grandfather?
That truma was what the kohen that it was, but that's eaten up. The grandfather had truma. He ate the truma, so now he has halacha that he has mechuyev to take payers chulum sukanim. And give him to a kohen. If the grandfather was alive, he'd give it to his grandfather. But the grandfather's dead. Now he's the yor, so he has to find some other kohen. He has to give it to some other kohen. So those payers that he gives to some other kohen, he's not giving b'teres tashlumin. He's giving it b'teres nesina b'alma. I need some kind of terminology over here. The terminology that I want to use is that it's a nesina b'alma. But I just want to make sure the other element understands. Since we're using this a lot, I want to make sure the other element understands what I mean by a nesina b'alma. Meaning, he has to give payers to a kohen because that's the way to make the payers into truma. But it's not b'teres tashlumin. And since it's not b'teres tashlumin, he's entitled to take money in exchange. You know, he says, here, kohen, do me a favor. I have these payers, I need to make them into truma. You're the only way I can make them into truma is if you'll take it from me. But you want me to do this? You know, I'm doing you a favor also, Mr. Kohen. You know, I could go find some other kohen. So if you give me money, I'll give you the payers. And that way we'll both be happy. I'll have made my payers into truma and thereby have fulfilled the din of v'nosan l'kohen es ha-kodesh, of making payers into truma, which is what I have to do to expiate my being a zar shel truma. But on the other hand, I'm giving you free payers. I don't have to give you free payers. You'll pay me in exchange. So I'm calling that a nesina b'alma. Nesina b'alma doesn't mean that it's a matana. It's just the opposite. Nesina b'alma means it's not a matana. Nesina b'alma means I can take money for it because I'm not giving it to you b'teres tashlumin. I'm giving it to you because I have a technical problem. I need to make these payers into truma, and I have no way to do it except by finding a kohen and giving it to him. So I need to do the act of giving it over to a kohen in order for the payers to become truma. So that's why I'm giving you the payers. But I'm not giving you the payers because I owe you any tashlumin. I'm giving you the payers because that's the only way. You're like my Shabbos guy. You're my Shabbos kohen. You're my truma kohen. You're the guy that I need to be able to take these payers and presto, make them into truma. So here they are. But I'm not giving it to you as a tashlumin. I don't owe you any money, so I can ask you. I can charge you for the faith. I can charge you for this exchange. So that's what I'm calling a nesina b'alma, as opposed to a tashlumin. A tashlumin you can't take money for. If I give you payers and I take money in exchange, then I'm not giving that. That's not tashlumin. If I would break your window and I would give you payers and say, but pay me for the payers, so that's very nice. But I didn't pay for the window. I have to give you the payers for free in order to pay for the window. So if I would eat truma of a kohen, and he's not moichel, so I have to give him payers, and I can't take money for it because I have to pay him for his. I have to give him tashlumin. But here, but in Rav Yochanan's case, I ate my own payers. Since I ate my own payers, my own truma, so I don't have to give anybody the payers, but payers tashlumin. But I just have to take chulin and turn them into truma. And I have no other way of doing it than finding some helpful kohen, giving him the payers. He'll take the payers, become truma. But for that, I could charge. That's what I'm calling it, sin b'alma. So you see from the Rambam that the Rambam's take at least is that when Rav Yochanan says mashalom l'shevet, it means nesina b'alma. I'm not sure if it's the best terminology to use, but that's what I'm using. It's a little bit strange, actually, because Rebbe Yochanan's lashon was mshalim. Okay, but according to the Rambam, I don't know how to get away from that. According to the Rambam, you take dom in exchange. So obviously, this tashlumen, it means it has the form of tashlumen. You give it to a kohen because the Torah says v'nosel l'kohen is a kohen, so you have to give it to a kohen. But for that mshalim, you take money in exchange because it's not really tashlumen.
Then the Rambam in the halacha, when he says you have to pay back, says initially you have to pay the kohen, which is the term mshalim.
Yeah, I guess lashon gemara. You mshalim lashon, you mshalim l'kohen. Because maybe the mshalim has to have the form of a. In the context of the parashah of the Torah, we're talking about being mshalim to a kohen. The ordinary case that we're envisioning in the chumash is that you took truma for you ate truma of a kohen. So ordinarily you're being mshalim to a mosel. So we have this lashon. The form is that you're mshalim l'kohen. But this is a mshalim l'kohen. We don't really have a chiyuv tashlumin. So therefore, you have to go through the form of being mshalim l'kohen, but not to affect the tashlumin, just to get the truma to be kodesh. But you can take money back. Now, where did the Rebbe get this from? So the Gemara said he got it from Rebbe. He got this whole notion that in order to turn the pace into truma, you have to give it to a kohen. He got that from Rebbe, who said matanosi mekat shosa. So I want to add now. I want to point out that hareza bala lamed beninsa lamed. From the fact that in Rabbi Yochanan's case, the giving to a kohen, the matanosi mekat shosa, is not midin tashlumen. It's just midin the sine v'alma. Meaning, Rabbi Yochanan understood when the Torah says v'nosu l'kohen is hakodesh, it's saying that the way to make the payer's truma is to a mais in the sino. So I think that also sheds light on how Rabbi Yochanan understood Rebbe. That the reason why Rebbe says, generally speaking, that matanosi mekat shosa, remember, Rebbe's the general case. Rabbi Yochanan is the special case. Rebbe saying in general, whenever you have tashlum, whenever you have the parsha of tashlum truma, whatever is Zari's truma, matanosi mekat shosli. Rabbi Yochanan is talking about a special case where he ate his own truma. And Rabbi Yochanan says, in that special case, you have to give it to a kohen because matanosi mekat shosli, meaning you need a mais and a sina in order to turn it into truma. But from that special case, I think that sheds light back on Rebbe's general principle that matanosi mekat shosli. That clearly Rabbi Yochanan understood that the reason why matanosi mekat shosli is not because you need to have tashlumen. You have to satisfy tashlumen in order to be mekadosh the truma. You need matanosi mekachosi. The reason why matanosi mekachosi is because in general the payers require a mais and a sinah to become kadosh. As opposed to, I could theoretically have understood that the reason why matanosi mekachosi, the reason why Rebbe says you have to give it to the kohen in order for it to become truma, is because you have to satisfy your chiyuv tashlumen in order to have the kapara. You know, like the Torah Zoram Svara, for example. That, you know, if you have a chiyuv tashlumen to somebody, if you don't satisfy that, you haven't affected the kapara, and if you haven't affected, you haven't satisfied the kapara, and then the parents don't become truma anyway. But if that would be the case, then that would only apply when there's a chiyuv tashlumen. It would not apply when there's no chiyuv tashlumen. From the fact that Rabbi Yochanan looked at Rebbe, and he said, Rebbe says in general, matanos mekat shosi, and Rabbi Yochanan applied it to a case where there's no chiyuv tashlumen. So I see that Rabbi Yochanan's havana in Rebbe's original statement was that the reason why matanosi mekat shosi is not because you have to satisfy tashlumen. The reason why matanosi mekat shosi is because you need a mais and a sina in order for the parents to become truma. So I think this is a very important point. That Rabbi Yochanan, that's what I meant before, I raised a bowl of lamb and benim salami, meaning Rabbi Yochanan learned something from Rebbe, but from that I can work backwards and derive something about how Rabbi Yochanan understood Rebbe in the first place. From the fact that Rabbi Yochanan looked at Rebbe's halacha matanos and mekat shosi and derived from that a principle that you need a mais and a sina to make the payer's truma, so I see how Rabbi Yochanan understood Rebbe in the first place. That the reason why matanos and mekat shosi has to do with because you need a mais and a sina, not because you need tashlumen. You need to have a mais and a sina. Because v'nosim, the parsha of v'nosim l'kohen es hakodesh requires a mais and a sina to make the payers into truma. But it has nothing to do with the fact that you have to have tashlumen. It is true you have to have tashlumen always. I mean, that's true, that in a general case, in a regular case, where you ate truma of another kohen, where you ate truma of a particular kohen, and is that meichel, yes, it's of course true, you have a chiyuv tashlumen. And you can't charge domim in that case. But that's because there's a general, that might be a regular gazlindik halacha. That's nothing to do with hafrashosim and kachosim. That's because it's not you're a gazlan, and if you're a gazlan about it, you have to pay. you know, legor migazlim. But the particular halacha that matanosi mekadshosi, the Rebbe said, that you need the matana lakayin to make the peiris into truma, and otherwise you haven't fulfilled the nosan lakayin as hakaydish. Rav Yochanan's take on that is that means nosan lakayin as hakaydish means that you need a meis and a sinah to make a kaydish, not that you need a meis and a tashlumin. You need a meis and a sinah to make a kaydish. You need tashlumin, just you shouldn't be a gazlan. But what you need to make the peiris into kaydish to satisfy the nosan lakayin as hakaydish is a meis and a sinah about. And that is clearly in contrast to Rish Lakish. Because that's not the way, and that's really, this is good for, according to the Rambam at least, this is the Nekudas HaMachlekes between Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish. How to understand Rebbe. Because Rish Lakish is also going in Rebbe, that's the Maskanas Yerushalmi. Rish Lakish also holds like Rebbe. But Rish Lakish's Havan of Rebbe is totally different than Rav Yochanan's. Rav Yochanan's Havan in Rebbe, as I said, is that Rebbe says, Matanosi Mekatshosi, because you need a Mais and a Sina to make the Paris Truma. And therefore, Rav Yochanan says, that applies. Regardless of whether there's a chiyuv tashlumin or not, regardless of whether there's a tfiyas mamon or not, what's the difference? Who cares if there's a claim being tovayami or there's no claim being tovayami? It was my own truma. It makes no difference. Rebbe said matanos mekatshos. So you need a ma'is nesina. So you need a ma'is nesina across the board. Reish Lakish had a different havan in Rebbe. Reish Lakish's havan in Rebbe was that Rebbe only said matanos mekatshos because there's a chiyuv tashlumin. And since there's a chiyuv tashlumin, so where there's a chiyuv tashlumin, so the payers don't become truma unless you satisfy the chiyuv tashlumin as well. And that's what Rish Lakish says, that Rebbe is only talking about where there's a chiyuv tashlumin, but where there's a tfiyas mamon. But where there's no tfiyas mamon, yeah, your own truma. So then Rebbe never said matanos mekatshosi. So, but Eifin, I think the longest way to say this is that there's a machlek here between Rish Lakish and Rav Yochanan, and we'll write this down as well. Within Rebbe, the din of Venosan Lakayan is Sakaydish, it's the heart of the parsha of Tashlumi Truma. The Torah says Venosan, this is what you have to do, Venosan Lakayan is Sakaydish. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Venosan Lakayan is Sakaydish is a Maisa Nesina. It's nothing to do with Tashlumi. When the Torah says Menosan Lakayin is a kodesh, it means you have to have a Maisa Nesina Lakayin. That makes the Peiris Truma. Of course, you have to do Tashlumin also. But that's nothing to do with Menosan Lakayin is a kodesh. You have to do Tashlumin because you're still a Gazlan. But the parsha of Menosan Lakayin is a kodesh is a parsha of just the Maisa Nesina Baalim. Right, we're writing Baalim for a good measure. And according to Rish Lakish, Menosan Lakayin is a parasha of Tashlumin. Parasha of Tashlumin. You have to give it to the Kayan because the Torah over here said a new parasha of Tashlumin Lakayan. That makes the Peiris Truma. To make the Peiris Truma, when there's a Chi of Tashlumin, you have to do the Tashlumin. You have to, the Torah is saying a Chi of Tashlumin Lakayan in order to make the Peiris into Truma. But not in Lakayan as a Kaddish means you have to do Tashlumin to the Kayan. And Rish Lakish assumes that that's only when there's a chiyuv tashlumin. When there's a chiyuv tashlumin, the Torah says that you have to do. There's a new parasha of tashlumin lakayin that makes the peiris into truma. But where you don't have to give, where there is no chiyuv tashlumin, there's no tefias mamon, then you don't really need venosan lakayin as the kaddish. Then you can just be mafresh la'atzma. But the reason why the Torah said, you know, it's the Torah said venosan lakayin. The Torah didn't say mishalim la'atzma because the Torah is talking about a case where you ate truma of a kayin. But Rabbi Yochanan would say, but that's logically divisible. Yes, the Torah is talking about a case where truma of a kayin, but the venosan lakayin had really nothing to do with that. Venosan lakayin is a general principle that matanos mekatshosi, that you need a mais and a sina to make the payers truma. It happens to be you also can't take money because you're also a gazlan. But that's not the parsha of venosan lakayin. Whereas according to Rish Lakish, when the Torah said venosan lakayin that we eat truma of another kayin, you have to. There's a din of venosan lakayin is a kayinish. That's a parsha of tashlumin within tashlumi truma. Tashlumi truma is a parsha of tashlumin. It's a new parsha of chudeshes of tashlumin. I'm setting up things that are going to come later also, but I think we can already say it now. That according to Rabbi Yochanan, v'nosan lakayin is hakayish is not a parsha of tashlumin. You have to do tashlumin anyway. It's gazlan. It belongs to the parsha of gazlan. But the new parsha of chudeshes of v'nosan lakayin is hakayish of zar shachal truma. It's really not a parsha of tashlumin. Of tashlumin. It's a parsha of nesina bialma. And therefore, who cares if there's in all cases you need v'nosan lakayin? You have to give it to a kayin. Take money. You have to give it to a kayin. Whereas according to Reish Lakish, the nosan lakayin is a pasha mechudeshes of tashlumin. The Torah said when you eat truma of a kayin, there's a new halachas of tashlumin, but it's halachas of tashlumin. You have to pay him back with payrus, and they become truma. It's not like the regular. It's instead of the regular parsha of gazan. Here there's a new parsha of tashlumin, and that's only when there's a chiyuv tashlumin. When there's a tvias moment, and if there's no tvias moment, so nechnami, then obviously the halacha is going to be different, because a parsha of tashlumin assumes a tvias moment. Actually, I had an aura now. This is sort of a parenthetical aura, but it's, I'll make it now. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the Ram passing like Rabbi Yochanan. The Mishal Mashavit. You ate Truma Shalasimo, you Truma that you Yashin from Avi Mekayin. So you have to go find the Kayin Chaver and give it to him. Matanosim Mekashosim. So we're explaining you need, in order to make the parish into Truma, you need a Mice in the Sinal Hashavit. That's how you otherwise. It's not the Teres Tashlumin, but that's just in order to make the Peres into Truma, you need a Mice in the Sinai. So Chayi Zahara, the Rabban Paskins, Haisa Truma, Haisa HaTruma, it's Halacha Chavdalit, Perkir Halacha Chavdalit. Haisa HaTruma, Hektish Lebedek Habayis, Begon Rava Ochla. Let's say the Truma that you ate belonged to Hektish. It didn't belong to a Kayin at all, it belonged to the Beis HaMikdash. They had some truma, maybe a kind donated some truma. And you ate it. So first the Rambam discusses the chaimish, we'll come back to that later. But the Rambam says, Ulami Mishalim, to whom do you make the tashlumin? To whom do you give the pears? You have to give pears. You have to give pears. But to whom do you give it? So the Rambam says all kinds of rules. Im hoya b'kezayis ein b'shol v'putu mishalim l'kayanim v'yesh b'shol v'putu ben sheyesh b'kezayis ben sheyem b'kezayis mishalim l'hektash. Because the Rambam says if there's a kezayis, you mishalim l'hektash. If there's no kezayis, yeah, I don't want the mocha for this Rambam. See you mishalim l'hektash. Yeah, whatever we're not getting into the details of the sigma. But the Ram says that in a case where it was a shomer putta, so you make the tashlumin lehektish. So I'm not going into why it's called a shomer putta and so on. I just have one hour. If you're going to give the truma to hektish, you're going to give the pears to hektish. How's it going to become truma? The Ram has in the kavyochin in a matanosim mekachosim that you need a matanol shele to mekadosh the pears. So here, if you ate truma shel hektish, the Ram says you to whom do you pay the truma? Pay the truma to hektish. So how's it going to become? So how is it going to be? This didn't matanosim mekachosim. How is it going to become truma? Doesn't say in the Rambam that you also have to pay. I don't think it's better. It's also, it satisfies both halachas. It doesn't say that you have to, in addition, pay another peris to a kohen and take domim for that. It says you have to. It's just like one. You have one chiyuv tashlumin, one chiyuv, and you just give peris to hektish, and with that you satisfy the chiyuv. How did you satisfy? But you haven't. Then you have to make the peiros. The chayr halacha is even if you own truma, you have to go find the kohen. You have to give him peiros because that halacha is you have to take peiros to chulin and turn them into truma. That's the halacha. You can take money for it in that case. Okay, fine. You do have halacha. You have to take peiros to chulin and make them into truma. So if you ate truma of hektish, you're going to take peiros and you give them to hektish. So where's the matana that's going to be makadosh to peiros? Yeah. Well, even if I eat my own pears, I have to. Even if I eat my own truma, I have to take pears and turn them into truma. That's halacha. That's part of the parsha of Nosan L'Kayin Sechedish. Hektish the kohen can never eat it. No, it's hektish the bedek habayis. They'll probably sell it to a kohen and they'll eat it. I'm not saying not chayim the parsha to shum truma. You have to pay a chaimish also. I'm saying you have to pay two chaimishim, one chaimish to hektish. and one chaim is to Kohanim. Because you are in the Pasha of Tashlumei Truma. So if you're in the Pasha of Tashlumei Truma, you're in the Pasha of Zasha Ochel Truma. So you should have to, you have to take Paris of Chul and you have to make them Kohanish. How are you going to do that over here? So I thought at Machshava, throwing out, that the Ram is the Shitasa, the Ram, I mean, it's saved by Mitzvahs. Mitzvahs, I say, Kuf Yud Ches, the Ram is minded the Mitzvah of Keren Mechaimish by Tashlumi Truma, and the Mitzvah of Keren Mechaimish by Hekvish, by Mael by Hekvish, the Ram is minded as one Mitzvah. It's minded the Kachidish, because it's two different passages in the Torah. I mean, it is two different passages in the Torah. And how is that related? There's one that is Tashlumi Truma, there's another that is Mael by Hekvish. The Ram is made as well. Karen Lechaimish to Kohanim by when you eat Truma, and Karen Lechaimish if you eat Hektish. So why says the Ram holds it's happening one mitzvah? It's fundamentally one. I mean, obviously, it's different halachas. Eat Hektish, you can't give it to. You don't give Truma to a Kohen. And you eat Truma, ordinarily speaking, you don't pay Hektish. But B'Yisoid HaDover, it's one framework that when you eat Kodesh, you have to pay Karen Lechaimish. And there's different kinds of Kodesh. Truma is one kind of Kodesh. Hektish and another kind of Kodesh, but it's one din. When you eat Kodesh, you have to give Keren Mechaimish. And so maybe it's not so rochot to say that the Rama holds that in a case where the Truma was Hektish, so when you give Peris to Hektish, that's called Matarosai, and Matarosai Mekatsosai, and it becomes Truma. I'm wondering now what it'll be. I don't see it Peris in the Rama. What it'll be if you ate Truma that belonged to a Yisrael? I don't see a parish in Rama. What if a truma belonged to a Yisrael? So now you have the Chiyuv Tashlumin, like, you have a Yisrael, a Yashin Truma, maybe you make Kayin, and then some other Yisrael comes and he eats it. So Lachari has now a Chiyuv, and Lachari Alacha should be, he has a Chiyuv Tashlumin to the Yisrael, money, but he has to give the Paris to a Kayin that they should become Kaddish and he'll take Dolman back. Because here already you don't have this Kunz, that is, so you know, that's one. Here is Taka, two different things. You have one parsha of Tashlumi Truma, Beinina Maisa Nesina. You have to take Peres of Kulin and turn them into Truma, which requires a Maisa Nesina Lashavit. And for that, you can take money. And then in addition, you have a Chiyuv Tashlumin to a Yisrael. But if you're just going to give Peres to a Yisrael, so how are you going to. It's not going to turn into Truma. So you're not going to. You'll satisfy the din of Gazlin, but you're not going to satisfy the din of an Osan Lapayan Sakadish. You're not taking Peres and turning them into Truma. So that's how it'll come out. I don't think it's Mufurish and Ram in this case. It surprisingly doesn't address this case. I don't see the case in the Ram. That's how it should come out.
Perhaps this is exactly like Sari Tassel Shum Tatsmo, where the Ram says he has to give it to a coin. He keeps the Shum for himself and sells it as owners. He has to give it to a coin, then he can demand money from the coin. Maybe also by.
Right, I think that's exactly what I'm saying. That's the thing what's going to happen. He's going to sell the pairs, he's going to give the pairs to a coin, the people will pay him back money, and then that money he'll have to pay to the Israel, the original owner.
Right, so it's the same formulation as by
Ochel
Truma
Sa'atzma, where it's... Yeah, right, based on that. But the Ram talks about it, but Zash Ochel Hektish is not the way. By Truma Shel Hektish is not the way. By Truma Shel Hektish, Mash from the Ram, you just give the pairs to Hektish, and that satisfies both halachas. So that satisfies both halachas. Okay, now, let's go on. In the Yerushalmi, Rish Lakish asked the kasha to Rabbi Yochanan. What was the kasha? Now, the way we have the gifts in the Yerushalmi, this we didn't talk about yet. Yes, this part of the Yerushalmi we skipped yesterday, the other day. The Gemara says, "Om Rabbi Yochanan, kacha yemeshiv Rabbi Shimon and Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan." It's on page 63. Al daituch the tamar mishalim l'shevet. According to you, that you're mishalim l'shevet. Vehotaninon. But we learned, I don't know if it's a Mishnah or Brisa, I don't know. Vataninon, Gonav Trumas Hektesh V'Yachala. The case we just had in the Rama. You ate Truma belonged to Hashem, you ate it. So Mishalim, Shnei Chaimshin V'Keren. He pays two Chaimshin and one Keren. That's Allah who saw in the Rama. He pays one Keren to Hektesh, and that covers everything. And he pays two Chaimshin. One Chaim Mishal's Truma, that he gives to a Kain. And another Chaim Mishal's Mail B'Hektesh, that he gives to Hektesh. That's the halacha. It's pretty straightforward. Ask Rish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan, be a Shalom Gimel. He should have to pay three. Three what? Three Chaimshin? Why three Chaimshin? Where'd that come from? Three Karens? Very obscure. What's the Kasha? And what does that do with Rabbi Yochanan? Very obscure passage in the Yerushalmi. Rabbi Yochanan answers, Rabbi Yassib, Rabbi Yochanan answers, HaTorah Omer Yotri Begzei. Let's say the Kosov. Then the Yerushalmi asks, where's the Seir HaKosov? So in the end it says that Nosan Lakayin is Hakadosh Mikayim and Shenosan Lo Yotzei Degzela. So they ask the Kosov. You only have to do what? You only have to Mikayim and Shenosan Lo Yotzei Degzela. So very obscure. What's going on in this Yerushalmi? So the Ravid at the end of the parak quotes this Yerushalmi, and the Ravid says that the Reish Lakish is Kasha to Rabbi Yochanan was on the Keren. Why do you only pay one Keren? You should pay three. According to you, Rabbi Yochanan, why do you only pay one keren? You should pay three. So what does that mean? So two is easy. Three is hard. The two part, I understand Pashut. Rish Lakish is saying to Rabbi Yochanan the following. According to me, when you eat truma, when you eat your own truma, you don't have to go find some kain. You just mishal ma'atzma. Your mafish truma, your mafish bears, they become truma and you keep them. So here, when you ate truma of Hekdesh, so mitzad the truma shabu, your mafish pears and they become truma. And mitzad the tashluma shabu, so you give those pears to Hekdesh. So I understand why there's only one keren. Now, according to me, the din of tashlumi truma itself, when there's no tefias moment of a kohen, which Rish Lakish shita is when the kohen are moving to a moment, so you have to give the pears to a kohen. But where the kohenim are not being tevei a moment, there's no tefias a moment of a kohen, you don't have to give the pears to a kohen, you can keep the pears. Well, here by truma shel hekdesh, there's no tefias a moment of a kohen, because you weren't mafsid any kohenim. So therefore, as far as the kohenim are concerned, you don't have to find the kohen and give it. It's not the kohenim's business. As far as the kohenim are concerned, you could be mafish la'atzma. Elamai, you were mafsid hekdesh. Okay, so you take the pears, they become truma automatically, because you know you mafish them, and then you just give them to hekdesh. To replace the pairs of truma that you ate up from Hekdesh. Says Rish Lakish. So according to me, I understand why there's only one keren. But according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, I have a ring in my ear. It hasn't gone. According to you, Rabbi Yochanan, that even if you eat your own pairs of truma, there's a din you have to go give it to a kohen because matanasi mekachasai. So over here, when you ate pears of truma, when you ate truma of hektish rather, so you have to, so fine, you're going to pay hektish, but that's not going to satisfy the din that you have to. You ate truma, you have to give it to the shevet. Matanosim mekachosli. So you should have to have two kerens. First of all, you have to give keren to hektish because you stole from hektish. So there's a chiyuv you were mailed to hektish. You have to pay keren to hektish. But that's not going to make it. But then there's another din. If you eat your own truma, you have to go find the kohen and give him keren. Yeah, and give him pears. You have to be Mishalim L'Shevet. So here, if you ate truma, that's not your own truma, it's truma of Hekdesh. It's not less, as far as the kohen are concerned, it's not less than your own truma. If you ate your own truma, you have to go make reparations to a kohen, you have to pay keren to a kohen, because Matanosi Mekachosai. So here it happens to be Hekdesh's truma. Bottom line is, as far as the kohen are concerned, you know, you ate truma, you have to pay the kohanim. And in addition, you have to pay Hekdesh, because you were geisel from Hekdesh, you were mailed by Hekdesh. So you should have to have two. Why does it say only have to be one keren? You should have to have two. That's what I said before. Two, I understand. But the Rishami says three. And the Ravid also, when he copies, when he quotes the Yerushalmi, so in the Yerushalmi alone, I would say maybe the Ravid had a different Gersim. But when the Ravid, anyway, the Gersim in the Yerushalmi is fluid. But when the Ravid quotes the Yerushalmi, he also quotes three. So how do you get three? What? No, the Mishnah says one, Keren Echad. Rish Lakish says, why one? It should be three. The Mishnah says one. That I know. The Mishnah says one. That's Rish Lakish's kasha to Rabbi Yochanan. I understand, says Rish Lakish, why it's one. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, it ought to be. So if it would say two, I would understand. We're good. But Lamaisa says three. Rabbi Yochanan answers it to say it's a kasha that it's only one. But how did, what was the, what was, but we're in Rish Lakish's kasha now. So three. So again, I understand Rish Lakish's kasha, it ought to be two. But Rish Lakish is going even further. Rish Lakish says according to Rabbi Yochanan, it ought to be three karens. How did he get the number three? Very sure. Let's put that on a back burner for a minute. But I want, let's before, but I want to point that I have another R over here. So again, what's the case? We tried to put everything today on the board. So you ate Shulis Hekdesh. And the Mishnah says, is it a Mishnah?
Yeah.
The Mishnah says Keren Echad. And Rish Lakish asks, it ought to be, why is it Keren Echad? You should have to have one to the Shevet, or the Shevet, use the language of Yisham, the Shevet, and you should have a second one to Hekdesh. So it ought to be two. It's not about three, but we're just right now addressing the two. According to the Rambam, though, when Rabbi Yochanan says Meshalem L'Shevet, remember that was only a Maisa Nesina, but you get paid for it. According to the Rambam's translation of the earth, and the Mishalim L'Shevet means you give to a Mice and a Sina L'Shevet, but they pay you back money. So does Rish Lakish's Kasha, the way the Rambam is interpreting it, does Rish Lakish's Kasha really hold water? The Mishnah says when you eat Trumas Hekdesh, you pay one Karen. Rish Lakish asks Rabbi Yochanan, the way the Rambam is interpreting it, the Rish Lakish asks Rabbi Yochanan, why do you only pay one Karen? You should have to have two. Again, three we're leaving alone, but you should have to have two Karens. Because you have to pay to the Shevet, so you have to pay one Karen to the Kehanim, and you have to pay another Karen to Hekdesh. So you should have to pay two Karens. Why does the Mishnah say you only pay one Karen? If you're the Rambam, I don't think the Kasha starts. Of course you have to pay the Shevet. I mean, you have to give payers to the Shevet to make them into Truma. But they're going to give you money back. And that money, you're then going to give to Hekdesh. So how many Karens have you paid in the end? I take Paris of Truma, right? I eat a pound of Paris. I give a pound of Paris of Hekdesh. A pound of Paris of Hekdesh. And I, so what I do, I take a pound of Paris, I give it to a Kohen, he gives me back money, and I take that money, and I give it to Hekdesh. I give it to Hekdesh. So how many Karens have I paid? How many Karens would you call that? One. One. I took a pound of Paris, I sold it, I got the money, and I give it to Hekdesh. So what's Rish Lakish's kasha on Rabbi Yochanan? I think from here we could be machriach that the Ravid is chaylik in the Rambam. The Ravid is pshat and Yerushalmi is not tenable according to the Rambam. And we'll see in a minute, the Rambam has a different pshat and Yerushalmi. And probably different gifts. But the way the Ravid reads the Yerushalmi, it's muchuch that when Rabbi Yochanan said Meshalem L'Shevet, that means hak and Meshalem L'Shevet, the Torah is tashlumen. And you don't get money in exchange. That's the only way that. So there's not this kasha makes perfect sense. If the Yochanan said Meshalem L'Shevet, you have to give the Paris pat tashlumen to the Kayanim. So, and in addition, you have to pay Hekdesh. So, should we two Karens, not one? Like who? That the Rambam is not like the Rambam. I mean, the Rebbe Bas holds that even according to the Rambam, if it's the eight truma of Avi and Mekoyin, so lechatchil you had it. No, I'm not sure which. I don't know what should be done.
The
Rebbe Bas is reading in the Rambam. He's been had a deek in the Rambam. I didn't make it up. He says that. And I don't know if it's even. I mean, I don't want to get caught up in the Rebbe Bas. I just don't think it's tenable. But I don't. I don't. Even. But Rav says when you eat truma of aviyim mekayin, since I think he means since b'shas when you ate it, you had a chiyuv tashlum to a kayin, to the grandfather. He had a chiyuv tashlum. So then even after the grandfather dies, he has to go find some kayin and do tashlum to him. Some mishpacha of the grandfather. But over here, when he ate the truma of hekdesh, he had no chiyuv tashlum to a kayin. That truma did not belong to any kayin. Even when he ate it, it didn't belong to any kayin. He never had a chiyuv tashlum. That's more like he ate it. His only chiyuv tashlum is chafei hekdesh. Okay. So it's a chinuch. I think we can be mechriach from here that the Raivit Taka holds, not like the Rambam, that this is all that when Rav that Rav Yochanan's din of Mishalim L'Shevet is not a Nesina of the Alma, which is in the Rambam, but according to the Raivit, the Kohen does not give Damim, and this is and it's Peteres Tashlumin. You have to give the truma to a kohen, not for money. The Torah is tashlumin. I will ask me, how can you have tashlumin? Where are we now? You're still the Rambam. How can you have tashlumin? You weren't mazikim. It was your own truma. When Rabbi Yochanan said mishalim l'shevet, you ate your own truma. So why do you have a chiyuv tashlumin to the shevet? The answer is, presumably the Rambam would say that exerts that kosov. The Torah said, it's a kras, I suppose, or it's a kapar, or whatever it is. The Torah said that when you eat, when a zar eats truma, could be his own truma, but a zar eats truma, the Torah says, v'nosa l'kayin es ha-kaydish. And that's by definition, a tashlumin. He has to make a tashlumin to a kayin. Any kayin of his choosing. Because it was his own truma, it doesn't have to be any particular kayin. But he has to go find the kayin, he has to make tashlumin to him. I understand, it's a kras, it's a kapar, it's not mominous. It's not mumin. So it's a kras. It's a kapara. But the nature of the kapara is that a zar she'ochel truma, albeit it's his own truma. And in regular chayshim mishpat, he had no chiyuv tashlum to anybody. But that's what's nishadish in this parasha of tashlumi truma, of nosim l'kayin sakayish, that he has to now be mishalim the truma to a kayin in order for it to become kodesh. So according to the Ravid, the din of nosim l'kayin is not a mice in the scene of Alma. This turns out now is only the Rambam that it's a mice in the scene of the Alma. According to the Ravid, v'nosim l'kayin sakaydish is a teres tashlumin. Even according to Rabbi Yochanan.
Why would the Ravid argue with halachabez?
What's halachabez?
About the give me that dumb.
What, that's what I'm saying. The Ravid's not arguing. Oh, why didn't the Ravid say? Yeah. Right. That's a very good order. So why, when the Rambam said that the Kohen is nice and dumb, and why was the Ravid silent? Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. The Ravid should be massacred over there. Why the Ravid piss over them in silence? Ain't it there? It seems like the chalik is altogether, you know, how much you can learn from the Ravid's silences. You know, a lot of a chalik may have an assumption that if the Ravid's not masik, he must be masking. And Dr. Soloveitchik has in one of his papers or something that he has a lot of rise that it's not true. He has a lot of rise things that the Ravid did not agree to the Rambam from elsewhere in the Ravid's uva, and yet he's not masking on the Rambam. So he says the Ravid was not consistent. The Rambam was like his bedtime reading. Whenever he saw something he didn't like, he would make a note of it, but he didn't do like a systematic gloss of every single halacha. But here it's worse because here the Ravid does have a comment on that Rambam. Now that very halacha base. He sends you to Yishami about the other part about the right. The Ravid did have something saying halachah beis. So if already he didn't preview at the end of halachah beis, you know what he only read the beginning and not the end. Yeah, it's a good horror. I don't know. Taka don't know. But on the other hand, I don't know. But the chesed seems to me to be very strong. That if, according to the Rama, that he's nice and dumb. Any idea? Less will be doichuk in the Ravid that all of these cases, let's say Rabbi Yochanan's case, well, you know, I don't know. I don't know. Sorry, yeah.
Why, according to the Rambam, when Shumas Hektish, does the coin have to pay back Yisrael?
According to the Rambam,
you're saying that the coin
has. Okay, so, first of all, let me make a point. The emes is the Rambam holds that some zayas hakosov. We saw the Rambam a few minutes ago that when you read Shumas Hektish, you only pay one keren to Hektish, and you don't pay anything to the kohanim. And when he's explained that, because it's one mitzvah, and it's a kufiyut ches, and that's called matanos in the kachosoi. So the MS, the Rambam has like some other factor, some other strange chiddush, that when you eat Trumas Hekdesh, you don't need to give to a Kohen to the Shevet at all. So it's like, you know, extra, that's an extra Rambam. Okay, fine. But what I'm saying is, but I want to be mechriach that the Ravid, who's... So the Rambam himself, personally, you know, Mr. Rambam, he has a whole different take on Trumas Hekdesh. Anyway, this whole Yishan wouldn't make any sense. But I want to be machriach just this point, that the Ravid himself, Ravid may not have that special halacha of the Rambam, that the Ravid just can't hold that Mishalim L'Shevet means, but you get reimbursed. Because if that would be the case, then Rish Lakish Kasha makes no sense. You ate Trumas Hektish. So it says you pay one keren. What's wrong? Sure, according to Yochanan, you pay one keren. Because you have to pay the Shevet. That's true, Mishalim L'Shevet. But that's just a nice thing to see in the Balma. You don't have to give it to the Shevet for free. Why should you give it to the Shevet for free?
It's not yours.
It's not yours, but it's not theirs either. It's not yours, it's not the Kohanim's either. It's Hektish's. And Hektish you're going to pay. But you don't have any chiv to pay the Kohanim. So you only need the Kohanim because they're your Truma Kohanim. You know, they're your guy who's going to turn it into Truma for you. So for that, you're entitled to get paid. The person who you stole from was Hektish. Not the Kohanim altogether. But as far as the Kohanim is concerned, it's the same as if it's your own Truma. What's the difference of the Kohanim? If it's your Truma or if it's Hektish's Truma? It's not their truma, so you have no chiyuv tashlum to the kohenim. So that's yes, you have to give it to them, and it's what?
But like, meaning, I can understand like bishlama if you inherit it. So like, b'etzim, it's yours. It's your property, and you have to go through this condition in order to make it truma. So you're essentially giving them your property.
But what's the either way, I have no chiyuv tashlum to the kohenim. I'm just like, you know, if I break Chaim Blunschild, I don't have to pay you. I have a chiv tashlumah to you, I have a chiv tashlumah to them. I broke Hektish's truma, so I have a chiv tashlumah to Hektish. I don't have a chiv tashlumah to the Kehanim. So what do I need the Kehanim for? Just for the Maisa Nesina, because that's how I'm going to, because Matanos and Mekachos, I need to be Mekadosh to parents. So as far as that's concerned, I don't see why that's any fundamentally different than if I ate my own truma, I have to go get a Kehanim in order to turn the parents into truma, because that I can't do on my own, but he'll give me back money. So, okay. So now, moving along. So the shayla is, so what about... Oh, so now we can maybe, we had left on a back burner. I just a little left to do, but I don't want to split up into 2 days. We had left on a back burner. Why is it two and not three? Why is it three? Where did the three come from? So the rabbi would be going to stand up for two. Rav Shlokas answer, Berichanon, how can we only pay one Karen? There should be three. So, two, we've explained. The Ravid holds that Mashalim L'Shevet means you have to pay the Shevet, and therefore the Ravid's Shlokas' question to Rabbi Yochanan is, according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, that when you eat your own Truma, you have to be Mashalim L'Shevet, which the Ravid takes to mean Tashlum to the Shevet. So when you eat Truma of Hektish, you have now two Chiyuvi Tashlumin. You have a Chiyuv Tashlumin to Hektish, and you have a Chiyuv Tashlumin to Truma. So that should add up to two Kerens. And Rabbi Yochanan answers the question. But Lemaisi Reish Lakish's language is you should have three. The Rabbi quotes Reish Lakish also, you should have to have three. So that we have not explained. Where's the third? So Lechara the Pshat is, that is very weird, is that the third over here is for Kefil, because it says you were going to gone of Trumas Hekdesh. And the Reish Lakish is asking the Shvichi of Kefil to the Kehanim. But normally, when you steal from Hektish, even Gnevo, when you gain it from Hektish, you have no Chiyuv Kefil, because that's success at Kosov, in Beis Ish, when in Beis Hektish, that there's no Chiyuv Kefil to Hektish. But Reish Lakish, Chari have to say, that Reish Lakish is asking, but according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, that is a Chiyuv Tashlum and Lashaybet, that when you eat Truma, regardless of what it belongs to, it doesn't belong to the Kehanim, it belongs to Hektish. But the Maisi have a Chiyuv Tashlum and Lehektish, and you're a Ganev, because you did a Maisi Gnevo over here. Agav, you didn't steal it from the Kohanim. You stole it from Hektish. But a Ganav Bistu, you are a Ganav. So you're a ganav, and you have a chiyuv tashlumin to kohanim, so you should have to pay kefil. You should have to pay two to the kohanim, keren and kefil, plus you should have to pay one to hekdesh. That's where the three comes from. I think that's the emes. I think that's if we're going to be mekayim this gears of three, where else could the three come from? That's what it has to mean. But it's a davar tamuah ma'od. First of all, I never did a ma'aseh neivah from the kohanim. I did a ma'aseh neivah from hekdesh, and the hekdesh there is no chiyuv kefil. But even if we could live with that, it doesn't matter. You know, a ganav is a ganav is a ganav. It doesn't matter from where I stole it. But I'm a ganav, and I have a chiyuv tashlumin to the kohanim. So as a ganav who has a chiyuv tashlumin to the kohanim, I should have to pay kefil. But it's still share. The chiyuv tashlumin to hekdesh, to the kohanim rather, comes from the ma'aseh neivah? No, it comes from the ma'aseh achilo. First he stole from hekdesh, and then he ate it. When he stole from hekdesh, he had no chiyuv to the kohanim. When he became chayav to the kohanim was later when he ate it. The eating is not gneva. The eating is achila, but it's not gneva. Unless we'll say this hakarei and meruba, maybe we'll have later on in the next sugya. And when a ganav is meisif in the gneva, when a ganav eats something up, like gazan certainly is a trade. But if you steal something and then you break it, so the breaking it goes into the is not a chiyav mazik. It goes into the. This is right, the meruba, the correct. You stole something that was worth bunches, then it became more valuable and you broke it. So you have to pay for it. Is that Peter is mazik, or is that Peter is gezel because it's part of the maisik zela? You know, you were now mishtarish in the zela. There's a lot of rayas, and Siva says this, and there's a lot of rayas in Rishonim that it's a tosefus in the maisik zela. So maybe that works even like neva. If I stole something and then I ate it, so that eating it is a maisik neva, not a maisik mazik bialma. So I did a maisik neva, not necessarily from hetish, but I did a maisik neva in truma, and it's mechayiv mi tashlum la shevet. And Rish Lakish says, so Mela, I have to have Shlomo L'Shev, I have to have Kefil. So it should be three. Mais is not three, it's not two, there's only one, because it's Xeris HaKosov, that's Rabbi Yochanan's answer. But with adding Xeris HaKosov, Rish Lakish says, Rabbi Yochanan, you should have a Chiyuv to the Hekdesh, and a Chiyuv Tashlomo to the Kehanim, and a Chiyuv Kefil to the Kehanim as well. Yeah.
But
Rambam called that Rabbi Yochanan, and Rambam himself says you pay Kefil. If you stole from an ordinary kohen, not from hekdesh, you stole from an ordinary kohen. So then you pack and pay kefil, not b'toras truma, not b'toras tashlum truma. You pay kefil. The Rambam says it's a mishnah really. If you steal truma from a kohen and then you ate it, so you have to pay keren, payers m'sukanim, you didn't tashlum truma. Plus you can pay kefil even cash. B'toras kefil b'alma, b'toras gazan b'alma, because you didn't lose the fact that you're gazan b'alma. But in this case, that you don't have because you stole from hekdesh. But if you leave out the parsha of tashlumi truma, you stole from hekdesh. There's no chiyuv kefil for hekdesh. So we want to be mechayiv now kefil because there's a new parsha of tashlumi truma that you're mishalim l'shevet, and that chiyuv of mishalim l'shevet, which grows out of tashlumi truma, which comes from nosan l'pein and sakaydesh, that you need a nesina l'shevet, should be mechayiv you kefil in addition. And I know that would be peris m'sukonim, and not peris m'sukonim. I don't even know. So. Anyway, that's really strange, but it says three, so I don't know. Three is, the Rambam also says three. Yeah, so the shaila that remains, now I don't know if we really have time for this or not, maybe we'll leave this for tomorrow, just to finish up, we'll finish up tomorrow. I guess we'll have to go over there. The shaila that remains is, okay, fine, so this shot that the Rambam says in Yishami is not available for the Rambam. So how did the Rambam learn Yishalkis' Kash? And the Karen, according to the Rambam, learning the Kash is on the Karen. That's not available to the Rambam. Because like we said before, according to the Rambam, Mishal Mishayim is not Tashlumin at all. It's a Mais and a Sina and you get paid for it. So, and the Karen is no Kashir at all. So what was Rish Lakish asking to Rabbi Yochanan? So, the answer is not hard to find. We know where the answer is, but Shal, what does it mean? The Rambam has a special halacha. The Rambam has a halacha, in halacha chavav. Which is apparently the Rambam's take on this Gemara. Let's see the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Hagozel truma v'yachola mishalim keren v'chaimish echad." Somebody stole truma, presumably from a kohen, and he ate it. So he pays one keren and two chaimishim. Shachaimish shechayibay mishum truma yotzi v'degizela. What did I say? Mishalim one keren and one chaimish. Keren echad v'chaimish echad. That's how you function. Shenemar v'sim l'koyin is hakodesh, and a chayev ela b'koyin shel koyin ela b'chaimish shel koyin b'lvad. So the Nosei Kalim say that this was apparently the pasuk that he's quoting is this pasuk that the, that Rish Lakish answered, that Rav Yochanan answered Rish Lakish from. What, first of all, what does it say in this halach? The Rambam says like this. The Rambam says, I extol truma gezel, not gnema. I stole regular gezel. I stole truma from a kohen and I ate it. So the Rambam says, by rights, I should have to pay two chaimshim. One chaimish asked truma, achilus truma, and a second chaimish asked gezel. Now what is that? A gazan pays a chaimish. Gan pays kefil. Gan doesn't pay a chaimish. So the Nosei Kalim explain that it's not true. There is a case where a gazan pays a chaimish. If he was kefir b'shua. And apparently that's the case the Rambam is addressing. So I stole truma from Hekdesh, and I was kefir b'shua. So now I have two chiyuv chaimishim, two chiyuv chaimish. I have one chiyuv chaimish alst achilus truma, and I have another chiyuv chaimish alst gazan. Says the Rambam, no, ein chayv el chaimish echad shenemar v'shivinosin l'kayin is hakaydish. The kaven shivinosin l'kayin is hakaydish. Ein chayv el chaimish el kaydish b'vad. That v'nosin l'kayin is hakaydish. It takes care of all the other chiyuv chaimish. That kind of Rambam. So where does Rambam come from? Say the Nosei Kalim. The Rambam himself says that this was apparently the way the Rambam read the sugyas ha'Yerushalmi. The Rish Lakish is kashon Rav Yochanan. So now the Nosei Kalim are very busy. I didn't even plow through all the Nosei Kalim. How did the Rambam? That's not what it says in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that he didn't. That it's still not a case of Trumas Hekdesh, and it says this one Karen and two Chaimshim, and there should be three. And how does that get to this Rambam? Rambam is a different case and a different number of Chaimshim, and how does this translate into that? So that I'm not getting into. I think, you know, maybe it's the Rambam in a different gear. I suspect the Emes. The Rambam just had a different gear than the Yerushalmi. The Rish Lakish is cast to the Rabbi Yochanan, and it was from this case. Gozel truma v'achala. The halach is you pay one keren and one chaimish. And the Rish Lakish is cast to the Rabbi Yochanan, and it was. No, you should pay two chaimishim. According to the Rabbi Yochanan, you should pay two chaimishim. And Rabbi Yochanan answered, and Rasul Nachayin is a kodesh, and it's a kodesh, you only pay one chaimish. Let's take it like that. We're not going to say any, you know, we'll avoid any fancy, because otherwise otherwise it just doesn't make any. How is the case of the gish that we have in the Yerushalmi that it should translate in this halacha and the Rambam? I don't know how to do that. So let's say it's like that. And if I'm wrong and somehow it does translate, so what's the difference? So I'm doing reductionist. L'maaseh, the Rambam says it reduces down to this halacha. Whatever's going on in this Yerushalmi, it reduces down to this halacha, to this gzeiras hakosuv, and this was Rabbi Yochanan's response to Rabbi Shlokesh, and presumably this was Rabbi Shlokesh's question on Rabbi Yochanan. But the question that I want to address is, and again, this will have to be for tomorrow, what in the world does this have to do with the machlokes between Rabbi Shlokesh and Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Shlokesh and Rabbi Yochanan have a machlokes about matanosim mekachosai, when you give the, you know, when you eat pears, when you eat truma shalatzmoi, do you have to pay, when you eat truma shalatzmoi, do you have to? Are you mishalim asmoi? Are you mishalim to a kohen? They're not arguing about chaimish. So what is the shlokish? What does that do with chaimish? Number one. Number two. The case in the Rambam is not truma asmoi. It's you stole truma from a kohen. When you steal truma from a kohen, Rish Lakish says that Rebbe is moided about the nasim kashos. I mean, Rish Lakish is moided that when you steal truma from a kohen, matanosim kashos. The whole sheet of Rish Lakish that you don't have to give it to a kohen is based on Gemara said, because he says Rav Yochanan. Yes, I know Rav Yochanan said matanosim mikachosei, and Rish Lakish says I agree with Rav. I agree that, I'm sorry, I'm getting confused. Rish Lakish said I agree that Rebbe holds matanosim mikachosei, and I hold like Rebbe that matanosim mikachosei. But that's where you ate shul of a kohen, and you're zokuk l'kohen. It's zokik liton l'kayin, so then matanosim mekatshosi. But when you eat trumas atzmai, that's where I hold that hafashosim mekatshosi, you don't have to go looking for a kayin. But the Rambam's talking about a case where you ate trum of a kayin. You stole trum of a kayin, you ate trum of a kayin. In that case, Rish Lakish concedes to Rabbi Yochanan that the halacha is like Rebbe, that matanosim mekatshosi. So in the case of the Rambam, there is no machlekes of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. They both agree in that case that matanosim mekatshosi. So what's Rish Lakish doing? Asking questions to Rabbi Yochanan. So the whole thing just doesn't make any sense. If we assume that this halacha chabam in the Rambam, the evidence is that way, that this because the Gzeiras HaKosu that he's quoting certainly sounds like the Gzeiras HaKosu that Rav Yochanan responded to Reish Lakish about. So it does seem that the Rambam somehow that this halach and the Rambam, the Ravitz is Mefarish. This is the Ravitz says the Rambam is wrong. This is not Pshat and Yisham. It's nothing to do. But the Ravitz certainly understood all the nice Kalim understand. I think it's probably true that this Rambam is the Rambam's take. I think probably the Rambam's girsa in the Yushami. That we have to read the Yushami. It says that Gozal Truma V'Yachola. You have to only pay one chaimish. You only pay one chaimish. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you should have to pay two. And Rabbi Yochanan knows exactly the cost. But how do we make any sense of that? So that I'll leave for tomorrow. What I think it has to do with is that what we saw before, that according to the Rambam's Havono, the whole sugya over here, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are arguing on whether Benosim Lakayan, the whole din of Benosim Lakayan Sakhadish, is a new parsha of Tashlumin, which then replaces the regular parsha of Tashlumi Gzela. Or whether Menosim Lakayin Sakhadish is a parsha of Mamais and Nesina Bihalma, and whatever Tashlumin that we have over here is just from the regular parsha of Gzela. Now, it's according to Rabbi Yochanan, Menosim Lakayin Sakhadish is not a parsha of Tashlumin at all, and therefore does not replace the regular parsha of Tashlumin, and the regular parsha of Tashlumin is still in force. Whereas according to, take 5 minutes, I'll say it now, we want to say it again tomorrow. We'll hear it. What do we see before in the city? When we look to the Rambam's Havana, Rabbi Yochanan holds Benosim Lakayin is a Maisa Nesina Bialma. That's good. I'm reading on the board. You can refer back. That's what emerged from the Rambam. Rabbi Yochanan saw in Rebbe that Matarosi Mekatsosi means you need a Maisa Nesina Bialma. Not Pateres Tashlumin. Even your own Truma, you need a Maisa Nesina Bialma. The Kohen will pay you back. It's not Tashlumin. But Benosim Lakayin is a parsha of a Maisa Nesina. That's what it means. What the Torah says, the Torah says, Nosal Kayan Sakhadish, according to Rabbi Yochanan's conception, is that a parsha of Tashlumin? No, even if you eat your own Truma, you still have to have a Nosal Kayan Sakhadish. It's a parsha of Nesina B'Alma. So, why, when you eat Truma of a Kayan, do you also have to do Tashlumin? Because that's certainly true. If you eat Truma of a Kayan, not only do you have to do a Mais and Nesina, for which you can get reimbursed, but you also have to actually pay him. That's not coming from the parsha of a Nosal Kayan Sakhadish, rather, that's coming from the regular parsha of Gzela. So, no, it's according to Rabbi Yochanan, the parsha of Nosan Lakayin is Sakhadish does not infringe on the territory of the parsha of Gzela. There's a regular parsha of Gzela, and if you take Truma from a Kayin, it's no different. It's in the regular parsha of Gzela. Now we have a new parsha that is the din of that when you eat Truma, you have to replace the Truma, and you have to do a Maisa Nesina to turn it into Truma, for which you can get reimbursed. We'll stamp your ticket and you'll get reimbursed. And that has nothing to do, that's not a parsha of Tashlumin at all. And these two parshas now exist side by side. One does not encroach on the territory of the other. Lashenkin, according to Reish Lakish, the din of Matanosim Mekatshosoi is only when there's a chi of Tashlumin. When you zokak lit in Lakayin, that means that the parsha of Venosim Lakayin Sakayish is a parsha of Tashlumin. That when the Torah says Venosim Lakayin Sakayish, it means that when you steal Truma of a Kayin, then you have to be Mekadish the Truma by paying the Kayin. It's a parsha of Tashlumin. We already have a parsha of Tashlumin, parsha of Gezel. The answer is, so maybe you have to pay twice, two karens. That's the parsha of Gezel and parsha of Nosan Lakayin and Sakhadish. Right? I mean, if Nosan Lakayin and Sakhadish, according to Reish Lakish, is parsha of Tashlumin, but don't we already have a parsha of Tashlumin of the Torah? The parsha of Gezel, the parsha of Mazik. So maybe you should pay twice, the Tashlumin of Nosan Lakayin and Sakhadish plus the Tashlumin of Gezel. The obvious answer is no, one replaces the other. A regular Gazlan, you have a parsha of Eishiv Sakhzela, or Vashilim. And here we have a new parsha of Adosim Lakayin Sakhadish, which is in lieu of, instead of, the regular parsha of Zela. Like by Me'ilah, when you're Me'ilah Behekesh. You're also a regular Gazlan. We don't pay twice, because the parsha of Me'ilah replaces the parsha of Gezel. Reb Chaim says the same. That the parsha of Me'ilah is in lieu of the parsha of Gezel, with special halachas and chumers that apply only to Hekesh, a special guard. So likewise as well, Benosim Lakayin Sakhadish is a new parsha of Tashlumin, according to Reish Lakish, that replaces the regular parsha of Gezel. We already saw this in the Torah Zeroyim, Lagarim Gazim. That's what you understand thinking about Lagarim Gazim. That this is a parsha, the parsha of Benosim Lakayin Sakhadish is instead of the parsha of Gazim, and probably has all of the chumers of the parsha of Gazim, and they go into this new parsha of Tashlumin. So according to the Rambam's, again, it's all because of the Rambam holds that the Rav Yochanan is a Maisa Nesina B'Alma. Rav Yochanan understands that Matanosim Mekatshosu Benosim Lakayin Sakhadish is a Maisa Nesina B'Alma, has nothing to do with Tashlumin. So that means it doesn't infringe on Tashlumin, and then there's a separate parsha in the Torah of Tashlumin of Gezel. Whereas according to Reish Lakish, Venosin Lakayin Sakhadish is a new parsha of Tashlumin that when there's a tefias momen, the way you're mekadosh the truma is with a tashlumen of with a tashlumen to the kohen, and if it's a parsha of tashlumen, then it replaces the regular parsha of gezel. In which case, the regular parsha of gezel is not enforced. So now, next thing I know, a guy steals truma from a kohen and he eats it. Regular case, posture case, steals truma. Yisrael steals truma from a kohen and he eats it. But there's an extra wrinkle here because he was nishma l'shi, he was kaifer b'sher, he was kaifer b'shvur. According to Rav Reish Lakish, how many parshiyos are in force over here? How many parshiyos are going on? How many programs are going on over here? Are running? According to Reish Lakish, one. The parsha of v'nosan l'kayin is ha-kayin. Because the parsha of gezel does not apply when you eat truma. When you eat truma of a kayin, you have a new parsha of tashlumin of v'nosan l'kayin is ha-kayin, which replaces the regular parsha of gezel. So the regular parsha of gezel is not running. So if you kayfer b'shvua, so ordinarily gazlin is kayfer b'shvua, has to pay a chaymish. But here you're not a regular gazlin, because the regular gazlin program is not running. What's running over here is only the parsha of anasim lekayin is hakayin, the parsha of tashlum lechuma, which has its own chaymish. So why would you pay two chaymishim? The same way you don't pay two kerens, because the keren of tashlum lechuma replaces the keren of tashlum gezel. So you don't pay two chaymishim because the chaymish of tashlum lechuma replaces the chaymish of that you have by regular gezel. That's if you hold like Reish Lakish. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that if an osim l'chayin is chayin, is a ma'aseh nesina bi'alma, it has nothing with tashlumin. So where does the tashlumin come from? That's separate, because the one doesn't infringe on the other. There's the parsha of an osim l'chayin is chayin, if you eat truma, you have to do a ma'aseh nesina bi'alma to a chayin, you get paid back for that. That's just a ma'aseh nesina bi'alma. In addition, if it happens to be that the truma belonged to some other, to a chayin, you also have to pay him. So then you don't get reimbursed, because you have to pay him. But that's a separate parsha of gezel. So it comes out that according to Rabbi Yochanan, every time a kohen Yisrael steals truma from a kohen and eats it, how many parshas are running? Two. The parsha of anosim l'kohen is hakodesh, which is not a parsha of tashlumin, it's only mechayev and nesina b'alma. But simultaneously, we're also running the program of gezel b'alma. That's why when you steal from a kohen and eat his truma ordinarily, you have to pay two kerens. I mean, you have to pay. That's why you have to pay keren. The parsha of truma is not mechayev keren. It's only mechayev that you have to give it to a kohen, but you get reimbursed. It's not mechayev that you should, the tashlumin of keren. The tashlumin of keren comes from the parsha of gezel. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, both programs are running. The parsha of gezel is running, and the parsha of tashlumin truma is running. So now, if you nishvul sheker, how many chaymishim should you pay? You should have to pay two. One chaymishim inside the parsha of tashlumin truma, but another chaymishim inside the parsha of tashlumin gezel, because they're both running simultaneously. One doesn't infringe on the other. That's what Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan. According to me, I understand. Tashlumei truma is a parsha of tashlumin. So if it's a parsha of tashlumin, it replaces the parsha of gezel. So there's only one chayim. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, tashlumei truma is a ma'aseh nesina b'alma. It's not a parsha of tashlumin at all. If it's not a parsha of tashlumin at all, then the parsha of tashlumin is still running. So now you have two parshas running: the parsha of tashlumin, meaning gezel, and the parsha of zarsha ochel truma of anosim l'kohen is hakodesh. So, and each one is mechayev chaymish. So why do you have two chaymishim? So I said, Yochanan, you're right. And Svar, you're right. But it's Yudhei Sakosim. Right. Adkan. Tomorrow, Tachin, we'll go back. Good night.